This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Thigginbush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Local Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Local very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Oh, we've got a doubleheader for you tonight. Eventually, we're starting late in game one. A lengthy detour trip for Cincinnati College Prep to get here to Vandalia, as College Prep takes on the number one ranked Division 7 team in the state, Delta St. John's. Blue Jays 25-0. CCP 13-7 on the year. A quick synopsis of game one upcoming here over the next minute. Then we'll take a break, talk at length about game two, which features Botkins and Lehman Catholic. Then leading up to the tip-off of game one, we'll drift back to the Delta St. John's Cincinnati College Prep opener here tonight. Two Division VII boys regional semifinals. And we'll go offline between games. Very compressed, short pregame in advance of game number two. Delta St. John's, of course, has the heralded player, Cameron Elwer, 6'2 senior, 28 points a game, shoots threes at about 58%. He is a finalist for Mr. Basketball in the state of Ohio. Two other Elwers start. One is a brother, Andrew. Easton is a cousin. On the bench is Keaton, also a brother. Other starters for Delta St. John's are Jackson Wiekert and Braden Klaus, or Klaus, I should say. Elwer, 6'2 senior, 28 points a game. Cameron, 28 per outing. Andrew at 15.4. Easton, 9.3. Klaus at 5.4. And Wiekert at 4.2. Head coach is the father of three of those Elwers, and he's done an outstanding job. Aaron Elwer talks about his offense and says it's quick strike. Don't have a center as such. We flash to the paint, make things happen, quick decisions, hit somebody on the baseline, get fouled, shoot two free throws, or dish it to one side of the court or the other, and make a three. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center piling up. A lot of folks here, many since 4:30, quarter of five. Great crowd. Thank goodness the Donald Trump entourage stayed down in Cincinnati. But nonetheless, we've got a great throng of folks here for this game. Not sure if Cincinnati College Prep can hang. It's a team that's lightning quick. It shoots the three ball, Chuck, at 44% on the year, this College Prep. Delphus St. John's at 45. Teams are even in that regard. But Delphus scores a bunch in the first half, 1,000 points on the year in 25 games in the first two quarters. Do the math. That's 40 a half right out of the chute against the opposition night in, night out.
I'll tell you who absolutely loves that are the subs that would probably not play in most games, but when you get that kind of lead, everybody gets to play. I'm looking forward to seeing Cameron Elwer. They got upset last year right before the game we were going to cover. So didn't get a chance to see him. I saw a name on there that really brought back some memories. Braden Klaus. Klaus is a real big name in the Delphus St. John. Gene Klaus was there for many, many years, and I don't know if he's any relation, but Klaus is a big name in Delphus for sure.
Cameron Elwer, as I noted, is a finalist for Mr. Basketball in the state of Ohio. He is a Division I Furman University commit. During the regular season, nearly 30 points a game, 6.4 rebounds a game, close to 5 assists, 2 steals per outing for the unbeaten Blue Jays, 25-0. And he is the class salutatorian, 4.1 GPA, good for him. 64% from the field shooting, 50% plus from the three-point line, as we noted, and he shoots foul shots at a 93% clip. He's a four-time District 8 Player of the Year. Elwer is a four-time All-MAC first-team selection. For Cincinnati College Prep, 3 young men in double digits, Evan Davis, Kenyon Revels, and Jason Johnson at 11, 11, and 13, respectively. In a game earlier this year against Schroeder, Johnson pumped in 29. He can really light it up. Cincinnati College Prep will run the floor. This won't be a slowdown game. It's going to be fast-paced for sure.
Yeah, they're going to go up and down the floor just like Delphus St. John's wants to do. And I saw them play. I saw College Prep play Cedarville at Piqua, and it turned out to be a three-pointer. They're pretty good. I mean, they've got talent. They shoot the ball pretty well, and they will defend you. So we'll see how that goes.
Cincinnati College Prep finished third in the Cincy Metro Conference Blue Division. Clubs in that conference include Hughes and Taft. Schroeder is over on their side in the Blue Division, as is Gamble Montessori. But it's not a big team. Tallest player is 6'4", a starter, DeMar Finnerson. Kenyon Revels, son of the head coach, is a 6'3" and sophomore. And then it's 6'1", 6 feet, 5'11", from that point on. Reggie Revels, head coach, 20 years high school coaching experience. He has challenged for district titles for the last 5 years here at CCPA, Cincinnati College Prep Academy. 20 minutes away from the opening tip of our game one. We'll take a break for a few minutes, then return and hype up game two. Bodkin's Lehman Catholic on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Welcome back to a noisy Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Delta St. John's is here as a result of being a number one seed in the Northwest District. It got to go wherever it wanted in the Northwest District. There were six of them, and it chose the district that fed the Southwest Regional. The opponent tonight, Cincinnati College Prep, one of three districts at Piqua. The other two district winners were Botkins and Layman Catholic. They play in game two here tonight. That won't start now till probably more like 10 till 8 or 8 o'clock. Delayed start here for game one. Glad you could join us for all the action. Cincinnati College Prep, 13-7. Delta St. John's, 25-0. Number one ranked team in the state in Division 7. As Cincinnati College Prep tries to pull off a shocker, a major upset. Game two features Botkins and Layman Catholic. We talked a couple days ago to Phil Groves, head coach of the Botkins Trojans. He commented on the fact that against Layman, his club's got to play smart, cut down the live ball turnovers, somehow cool off fronts and holding. He's so pleased, his coach Groves, with how well his team has played offensively and defensively in the tournament.
We've been really fortunate. We've had multiple guys lead us in scoring in the first three rounds of the tournament. Owen Zimfer was outstanding last game against MVCA on the boards. He had 17 points and right around 15 rebounds. He was a beast, keeping possessions alive, giving us extra opportunities. Will Monin also had double figures almost every game so far for us in the tournament. Eli Pitts has been outstanding as well. Our seniors, Tucker Holskamp and James Steinke, also chipped in their roles. Tucker carried us offensively in the first half against MVCA, and James just did an overall great job on his four game over the course of the tournament.
Coach Braden Welsh off the bench, he continues to really sparkle.
Yeah, Braden's been spectacular for us. He's had double figures in every tournament game so far for us. So, he's been a real bright spot for us.
Well, it's convenient having a super sub like Braden, and he returns next season.
Yeah, our guard play has been pretty solid this year, and the great part of that is they're all underclassmen, so hopefully they stay healthy and they all return next year.
Hey, generally speaking, you've limited turnovers. Your club has not had a rash of them. Your defense has caused mistakes from the opposition. Your rebounding in general has been excellent all year long.
Yeah, we want to try to force far more turnovers than we commit, obviously. But Eli Pitts and our guard play has been Will Mon, and they've done a really good job of taking care of the ball for us. And like I said, we preach defense every day, and our guys know they need to rebound the first shot for us to be successful.
Now, in Layman Catholic, you've got a different animal. It's a different opponent than the club you faced at Piqua. A highly athletic team for sure.
Yeah, they have multiple guys that can score the basketball. District 9 Player of the Year in Shane France. C.J. Olding is very explosive, very athletic, can score at multiple levels. We're going to need to play well to compete.
Live ball turnovers were caused by Layman against Jackson, and Layman profited.
Yeah, they feed off that. Looking at some of the stats today, Olding's averaging 6.5 points of his 16 a game just off points off turnovers. So, you know, we got to take care of the ball. He's crafty. In some aspects, he'll let you beat him on the perimeter and then wrap around behind you and tap the ball from behind, and then he's off leaking out the other way to get transition baskets. So we got to take care of the ball, play a smart floor game, and execute in the half court.
How do you go about checking France, who's a big man, doesn't post up down inside all that much, plays out on the arc, shoots a lot of threes. Who's going to get a hand in his face?
You know, he's a very versatile player. He can shoot the three at a high level. He's great at attacking the basket, loves to get in the paint and spin. We're going to throw different guys at him throughout the course of the night and hopefully keep him off balance and check him off the boards and only let him have one shot.
Hey, the Vandalia Butler setting, not new to your club. The Trojans played there last season.
Yeah, our guys, I think that's important for us that we had some experience down there, had some success down there, so it's not going to be the first time that our guys have stepped on the floor at Vandalia.
What's the biggest key to pulling out a victory over Layman?
Well, our defense has to travel. We have to defend at a high level for 32 minutes and rebound the first shot, and then hopefully the offense takes care of itself.
A word to Phil Groves, head coach of the Bodkins Trojans, who play in game two tonight against Layman Catholic, which is coached by Jeremy Hughes. He commented this week that his team's got to be ready for a more physical game against Bodkins than against Jackson Center. And he said the zone defense against the Tigers helped turn the tide in the second half.
From the beginning of the game, it was kind of what I expected, you know what I mean? We kind of jumped out into it with the first quarter, like we had been doing the first couple games. They were a well-disciplined team, as we thought we would see, but just continuing to chip away and chip away with them. And then coming in at halftime, we made a great adjustment to put a 2-3 zone on them, and that, ironically, kind of slowed them down to what they were playing with, and they just really, I didn't see them adjust or be able to make the adjustments, and we were able to continue to play at our pace, and we were getting steals and transition, and continuing from the first half getting to the basket helped us a lot because that helped open up our three-point shot.
Hey, can C.J. Olding play any better than that, Coach? He was unbelievable. He was everywhere. Jackson Center would look to the left, there's C.J. They look to the right, there's C.J. He was great offensively and defensively. The live ball turnovers, you got an amazing number.
Yes, I mean, that's again, that's one of the things that we pride ourselves on in this program. It's deflections, hard-nosed defense, and then, again, getting those live ball turnovers that's going to turn our offense. We like for our defense to lead to our offense, actually, and CJ is the catalyst for that for us. I mean, again, like you know, he led the TRC in steals, so we obviously know that he is very extremely aggressive within those passing lanes. We give him the freedom to do that because we know that's one of his skills. Offensively, again, I think we just, this whole year, I think we've unlocked CJ more so from previous years, and again, just giving him the freedom to be the athlete that he is, and his confidence has grown from game one to game to whatever game we're on now, which is a good thing to know if you forget your games. But he's just, I knew coming into the game in this tournament, CJ's just, he's just turned it to a different, like, he's on a different switch now. Even when I came in on, when did we play Saturday? Yes, when we played Saturday, I came in at about, I don't know, I was here at about 9:30 or so in the morning to get ready, and CJ was already here before me in the gym. So I knew CJ was ready and primed for another game.
Hey, four different layman players against Jackson Center made threes, and you got a lot of mileage out of Jackson Kennedy.
Absolutely, and again, I think that goes back to the first half when we realized that we could kind of get to the paint whenever we wanted. If we weren't scoring a layup, we were getting fouled. And that dribble penetration is allowing us to kick out to shooters, and they're wide open. And that's, again, one of those things that I preach is the confidence from anybody if you're open to shoot it. And Jackson always has had the confidence since this summer to knock down those shots.
Hey, this Botkins team, your opponent tonight, is a different animal than Jackson Center.
Oh, absolutely. I would say just visually and watching it on film stuff and stuff, this team is more so to our style of play, especially all, defensively. They like to get after it full court, trapping, and in the half court and stuff, and just extremely aggressive. Offensively, I see some sets and some tendencies that we run to. So it is going to be a way different animal than what we have seen through those other county teams. They're definitely going to be a more fast-paced team. They're going to sprint the floor. They're going to get shots up, probably almost at about the pace as we do.
You mentioned having played some zone against Jackson Center. Is that in your hip pocket against Botkins?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, I've had some film on them. The three losses that they've had, Marion Local, and then Preble Shawnee and Minster. Preble Shawnee and Minster, heavy 2-3 zone, which was similar to what you saw with us. So, yeah, there's definitely going to be some zones in there, in the works.
Jeremy Hughes, head coach Layman Catholic, which takes on Botkins in game two tonight. We've got starting lineups and more on game one, Delta St. John Cincinnati College Prep, when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7. Serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Botkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnippel say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living meeting spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhart Homes.
Corey Eisenhart was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized Craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhart Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhart kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhart.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhartHomes.com. EisenHart.
We are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our school's academic programs and athletic teams, which have been highlighted by scoresbroadcast.com since 2005. Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families here in Minster for nearly 50 years.
On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring. Success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, Philadelphia St. John's Blue Jays 25-0 on the year, had two close calls. Beat Lima Central Catholic in overtime, beat Spencerville in overtime. In the MAC, went 9-0, perfect record. Clobbered Versailles by 37, Marin Local by 30, St. Henry by 23, and has won three straight games here in the tournament over Hardin Northern, 87-32, Waynesfield Goshen, 65-22, and Arcadia, 75-26. For the Blue Jays, opening five is Jackson Wiekert, 6'1 junior at forward, a little over 4 points a game. Braden Klaus, 6'1 senior, at a forward spot, 5.4 per outing. Cameron Elworth, guard, 6'2 senior, 28 a game. Andrew Elworth, 6'2 junior guard, 15.4 a game. And Easton Elworth, 9.3 per contest. He is a 6-foot sophomore. For Cincinnati College Prep, coached by Reggie Revels in year number five. The beginning group includes Evan Davis, 5'11 freshman, 11.1 points a game. Kenyon Revels, 11 a game, 6'3 sophomore. Kenneth Revels at 6.6 per outing, a 5'9 sophomore. Also in the opening five, Jaceon Johnson, leading scorer on the year, a little over 13 a game, 6'2 senior. And the fifth starter, DeMar Finnerson, 6'4 freshman, 8.6 a game. He's in the post. We've got the opening tip when we come back. Delta St. John's, Cincinnati College Prep on scores, broadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie. Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
Oh, so many thanks here on Scores broadcast to Francis Schulze and Rushi, which offers the winning combo of style and timeless appeal using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, I think the biggest key, Cincinnati College Prep somehow, someway, has got to slow down the scoring onslaught of Delta St. John's. 40 points averaged by the Blue Jays in the first half this year. Cameron Elwer at 28 points per outing. Key building components here tonight. They open the doors to success for these two clubs. Delta St. John's and Cincinnati College Prep. And remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze are key building components, too. They will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates with Francis Schulze Company in Orishi, so well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Opening tip to start the game, won by Delta St. John's in backcourt. It's Cameron Elwer up over the timeline. Gives it 25 feet away to Andrew Elwer. Back to Cameron. Top of the key. Shot fake. Near side pass to Easton Elwer. Around one defender to the rack. Easy layup. Easton Elwer drove it from 30 feet away and got a nifty basket to start the game for Delta St. John's.
Boy, when you can shoot threes like they can and you drive to the basket, you are on skates trying to play defense.
Yep, Cincinnati College Prep came out chest to chest. And the Delta St. John's guard, Easton Elwer, just slipped right around to the rim. Delta sealed off on the inside, and it was easy pickings on the layup. We played a minute, first quarter, 2-0 Blue Jays. College Prep stymied a little bit. Ball thrown high post to Finnerson. Finnerson, 6'4", Frosch, plays with his back to the basket at the free throw stripe. On the arc, here's Evan Davis. Evan, dribble drive, baseline, pitches top of the key to Jason Johnson. Steps inside the arc, missed an 18-footer. Rebound popped up in the air, and Delta St. John's has got it. Cameron Elwer explodes, top of the circle into the lane. Gives it up on the arc to Jackson Weekert. He doesn't shoot. Here's a fadeaway jumper by Cameron Elkert. Yes, three-pointer. Cam Elkert gets a bomb. Quickly down the floor, Cincinnati College Prep. Here's a hurried three. Hasty shot from Kenyon Rebels. No good. Rebounded by the Blue Jays. Quickly down the floor, Cam Elkert feeds Andrew Elwer. I said Elkert. Elwer. Cameron Elkert made a three, then he assisted on a three. And just like that, in 2 minutes, Delta St. John's behind the Elwers lead. Cincinnati College Prep 8-0. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 5 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Chuck, I watched the Elwers and Delta St. John's in the pregame. Didn't shoot all that well in practice. Lo and behold, 2 threes to start. Both of them swished. Neither one hit the rim.
Yeah, well, they don't care. They want the first half to start, and then they need 40 points.
5:45 to go here in the first quarter. 8-0 in favor of Delta St. John's. Here's a dribble drive. Evan Davis down the lane. Fires up a wild shot off the glass. Rebound stabbed out of bounds. Far corner of the floor. Off College Prep. Delta will bring it down.
Well, I didn't see that, but the young man didn't complain, so he must have touched it.
Up the court, it's Easton Elwer over the timeline, picked up by Kenneth Revels, 8-0 Blue Jays. We played 2.5 minutes. Cameron Elwer, Mark Mann out on the arc, staggers around one defender, stumbles by another, goes all the way to the rim, unguarded, and scores.
Boy, he held him 3 times, grabbed him by the jersey, and he still got to the rim for a layup.
10-0 Blue Jays, 5:10 to go first quarter. On the weave out front, Evan Davis, near side, Kenyon Rebels. 30 feet away, Kenneth Rebels. Martinez Hill is in now. Jason Johnson's got the ball, head of the key. Goes to Evan Davis, 5'11 freshman. 2 freshmen start for College Prep, young team. 10-0 lead, Bedelfus. Cincinnati College Prep can't crack this Blue Jay defense. Yep, the 3 Elwers. And Weaker and Klaus, tough on offense. They've carved out a 10-0 lead already. that the Blue Jays D right now is extraordinary. Here's a loose ball at midcourt, and reaching forward is Delphi St. John's, and the Blue Jay player is undercut, fouled. It'll be Blue Jay ball far side of the floor.
That was a break that he got undercut, because if not, it was going to be a layup at the other end.
Blue Jays in the road, blue, white, numbers, gold trim. And the Lions of Cincinnati College Prep wear a goldish brown trim, real dark blue numbers, white shirts, white shorts. Here's Cameron Elwer. Thought about driving, step back, shot the three. It barely caught iron. Long rebound ricocheted to Kenyon Rebels of College Prep. 10-0 Delphus. We played 4 minutes, first quarter. Dribbling 30 feet away is DeMar Finnerson. Hand off on the play to Jason Johnson. He goes down the lane, puts it up on the iron. It is rolling around. No good. Tipped in by Kenneth Revels. First 2 points for College Prep, and it came at the 350 mark of the first. Here's a cross-court pass by Cameron Elwer. Throws it on the play to cousin Easton Elwer. And guess what? Wide open. Boom. A three ball. 13-2 in favor of Delphi St. John's. Oh, here's a nifty drive. Evan Davis trying to ignite the Lions as he streaked right down the left side of the lane, banked in a short one. 13-4, Delphus. Here's Klaus in the lane for the Blue Jays. Ball thrown on the arc to the three-point shooter. It is pumped up there, and it rimmed. Easton Elwood couldn't get it to go. Ball knocked out of bounds, far corner by the Blue Jays. College Prep will bring it down. Trailing 13-4, 3:14 to go, first quarter. Changes. We've got Maddox Krager in, 6 foot senior for the Blue Jays. Tice McLean, 5'9 senior guard, also on the hardwood. Evan Davis has the ball near midcourt for College Prep. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Delphus 13, College Prep 4. On the bounce is Jason Johnson. A handoff on the play to Kenyon Rebels. Ball weaved, Evan Davis. He's still 20 feet away. Now steps back, shoots a long three. Swish over Cameron Elwer. Beautiful shot. 13-7, College Prep within six. Forecourt to our left. Here's Andrew Elwer. Hits a cutter down the lane. It's Cameron. He flips it in on the go with the left hand, but there was a foul before the delivery to the rim. Common, ball out of bounds to the Blue Jays.
Well, they're playing straight up with Davis, and then they're getting help from either side running at him. He's doing a nice job of finding the open man.
13-7, Blue Jays, 2:30 left to go, first quarter. Ball lobbed in from beneath the rim to Cameron Elwer. Top of the arc. Swish! 26-footer. Dead on. Perfect.
I was told Pete Maravich. I kind of like that.
Don't think the makes. Don't think the makes for Delphus have hit the rim yet.
No.
They've all swished. 2:09 to go here in the first quarter. 16-7. Blue Jays in the lead. Head coach Aaron Elwer at side court, marking out defensive instructions. 30 feet out with the ball. Evan Davis throws across the top of the key to Jason Johnson. Back near side to Evan Davis. He wants to drive around one Blue Jay. And he beats another to the rim. Banked it. Good. Nice play. 16-9. Delphus up 7. There's a long pass down the floor. Blue Jays on the inside. Intended for Andrew Elwer. Busted up by CCPA. Knocked out of bounds by Delphus. College Prep will bring it down. I tell you what, Chuck, the Lions have offset that very good start by Delphus St. John's, and they're right in the thick of it, playing well, down 7, a minute and a half to go, first quarter.
Well, Delphus hasn't figured out a way to keep Davis from getting to the rim right now.
Here's an attempt to drive on the play, but Jason Johnson pulls up, and he fires the three. He's got it, Jason Johnson, who scored 29 against Schroeder one game this year for CCPA, has made it 16-12. 4-point lead, Delphus St. John's quickly down the floor. Cameron Elwer, top of the circle, gives it up, moving screen, good call. Not stationary on the play was Maddox Krager, 6 foot senior. Foul called against Delphus, and College Prep will bring it down with a chance to cut it to 1 or 2. Yep, so far, the Lions have given a very good account of themselves in this game. Shell-shocked in the first couple minutes by Delta St. John's, which bolted on top, 8-zip. Head of the key, Evan Davis. Far left wing to Kenneth Revels. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. 16-12, Blue Jays lead. Andrew Elwer guarding Jason Johnson 30 feet away. Johnson beats him to the foul line. Flips left flank to the jump shooter. Bingo! It's good. Kenneth Revels connects. 16-14. 30 seconds to go. It was ruled a three. 16-15 in favor of Delphus for one. 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. The Lions at Cincinnati College Prep playing the Blue Jays of Delphus St. John's dead even. Down to 13, 12, 11. Here's Cameron Elwer going to the top of the circle. 7 seconds left. Gives it up left wing to the three-point shooter. A bomb is missed on the play. Rebound baseline right by Delphus. Ball flipped up by Krager. No good. That was after a three was tried from the extreme corner by Tyce McLean. 0-for-2, last possession for St. John's, which leads by just one after one. 16-15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Seven made three-pointers between these two clubs in the first quarter of play. Cincinnati College Prep keeping pace with Delta St. John's. The Lions shot 44% behind the arc during the season. And against Cedarville, made 9 of their first 11 outside jumpers. Very capable shooting team. It's quick. It can drive. And they have given Delphus St. John's a little bit of both so far. Here's Jason Johnson, dribble drive into the lane. He's choked off, can't shoot. 16-15, Delphus up one. First 20 seconds, second quarter of this game. Cincinnati College Prep, just the kind of team that can give Delphus St. John's all at once. Here's a long three, deep left corner. A bomb is good from downtown. Beautiful shot. Thrown in by, I think, 15, DeMar Finnerson, freshman.
13.
It was either 15 or 13. Might have been Jamari Alexander. Nonetheless, Delta St. John's is down by two, 18-16. A minute gone, second quarter. Here's Cameron Elwer. Cameron Elwer down on the inside. Muscles up a two-pointer from close range and gets it to go. Might have been fouled. Strong play by Cameron. He can take it inside, shoot the three, either one. Tied up at 18. CCPA had a lead, 18-16, with a minute gone in the second quarter.
They were down 8-0, called that timeout, and he switched up the defense on Elwer, and they've done a nice job since.
Here's Jamari Alexander, top of the circle. He's coming off the made three-pointer. Gives it up to Jason Johnson on the arc. Ball weaved, top of the circle, Evan Davis, 30 feet away. Screen set for him. He doesn't drive. 6:17 to go, second quarter. Delta St. John's and Cincinnati College Prep all tied up. 18 all. 30 feet out, Evan Davis. They isolate on this side of the floor for him. He doesn't drive. He's being checked on the play by Tyce McLean. Now between the rings, it's Jason Johnson. He bullies his way, top of the circle, foul line. There's some contact, no foul call. Good defense here by Delphus St. John's College Prep. tied up at this point in time. Oh, look at that shake and bake move. What a beautiful play. Dynamite action by Evan Davis. He is splendid on the drive. Jab step to the left, and he beat two Blue Jays into the paint to make it 2018 CCPA. Dribble drive, Delta St. John's right down the gut of the College Prep defense. Ball slammed out of bounds by the Lions. Very impressive is Cincinnati College Prep in this game so far. Leading by two. Ball inbounded right corner to Jackson Wiekert. Top of the circle, Cam Elwer. Left side of the floor to Andrew. Shoots the long three, missed it, much too strong. Rebound College Prep. Lions up two, 5:19 to go, second quarter. Evan Davis through the top of the circle. On the bounce, foul line. Hooks it to a teammate, left side of the floor. College Prep had the shot, passed it up, and they'll milk the clock. Retreating, Jaceon Johnson to the timeline. He's being chased. There goes Jaceon down the lane. He's bumped. He throws up a wild 12-footer, hits the backboard rim, no good. Rebounding foul, College Prep.
Foul number 15,
DeMar Henderson. Delta St. John's ball. 2-point lead, College Prep. 4:59 left to go here in the second. Blue Jays to midcourt. Dribbling methodically, Easton Elwer. He's a cousin. There are three sons on the club, three Elwers, sons of head coach Aaron. Top of the circle, it's Cameron. Shot fake, lifts up, fires off the flange. Great rebound, a long board by Jamari Alexander, and it looks like a CCPA player came out of his shoe. 4:36 left to go in the second. 2-point lead, CCPA on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Here comes College Prep down the floor. Long cross-court pass. Three-point shot from distance, but Davis in and out, no good. Rebound down to Delta St. John's. Cameron Elwer dribbles behind the back, spins. He carves out space in the lane. Bullies his way to the basket, no good, but a foul against College Prep. And Cam Elwer, 28 points a game, gets two free throws. He's a better than 90% free throw shooter. This game is as good as tied. Right now, CCPA leads 20-18. Couple of shots for Cam. 4:15 to go, second quarter. Swish on the free throw. 20-19. CCPA wants to make sure he does a pretty good job choking off the teammate to Cam Elwer. Yep, he might get 25 or 30, but if CCPA can defend elsewhere on the floor, they've got a chance. We're tied up at 20 halfway through the second quarter. Token pressure backcourt by the Blue Jays. Ball being run up the near side. It's Evan Davis, top of the circle, foul line. Late dish down inside to teammate DeMar Finnerson, up and good. Oh, the penetration made it happen. Blue Jays had to switch off. Here's Cameron Elwer driving down the floor, foul line. Gives it on the arc to a three-point shooter. Missed by Easton Elwer. Below the board, CCPA's got it. 22-20, Lions lead. 3:47 left, second quarter. Shot fake, top of the circle, Lions. It's dealt from Davis to Jaceon Johnson. Head coach Revels says spread the floor, run the weave. That's what they're doing. Trying to turn the corner, Davis is not there. Handoff on the arc to Jamari Alexander. Straight away, Jaceon Johnson. He puts it on the deck below the foul line. Ball tapped away. It looked like it was last touch, but the Lions maybe not out of bounds. Not to Delphus, but to CCPA below the Lions' goal. 22-20. Delphus down two. 3:22 to go, second quarter. Inbounding left of the rim. It is Kenyon Revels. Tries to bounce it to a teammate. Low on the right, Jaceon Johnson. And getting a fist on the ball. is CCPA last. It goes out of bounds to Delphus. Timeout called, 3:20 left, second quarter. Delphus St. John's Blue Jays, after a quick start, are trailing 22-20. Lions of Cincinnati College Prep on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Delphus St. John's has the ball down to a right. Will go the length of the floor, 94 feet. Trailing by two, 22-20 to Cincinnati College Prep. We near the three-minute mark, second quarter of this game. Ball thrown high post to Maddox Krager, who's on the court. Now to Cameron Elwer on the arc. He darts into the lane. He's triple teamed. He's got to give it up. Goes back to Krager. 25 feet away, Tyce McClain. He's hammered again to McClain. Tries the knife between two defenders. He's wrapped up and fouled.
Well, the officiating is the way it's being called. Gives College Prep an advantage. But boy, they're being physical, and there's no calls.
2:55 to go here in the second quarter, 22-20. CCPA leads.
Delphus fire alarm going off.
2-point lead, CCPA, under three to go in the second. We'll take a break on scoresbroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today, with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouthwatering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tant tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. C-U-R-L-Y-S meats.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, we've been away for several minutes. Nothing's happened. Before this most recent break, you may have heard some whistles in the background, which you hear now. Chuck noted as we broke several minutes ago that it sounded like a fire alarm. That is indeed the case. It may not be at all real. Could very well be a mistake, a prank. But nonetheless, it's got to be honored. So we will be going offline, or we'll play Van Halen, one or the other. I think we'll just put Van Halen on loop. Hopefully, we'll return in 10 minutes or so. This game began in a favorable manner for Delphi St. John's. 8-0 start since then, though, Cincinnati College Prep, on a run of 22-12. Cincinnati College Prep, over the last 13 minutes of this game, Cincinnati College Prep has got it right where it wants it. 22-22 point lead over Delphi St. John's with 2:55 left in the second quarter. Good ball control by Cincinnati College Prep. They're running a half-court game. When they get an opening, they're driving. Their quickness is unbelievably good, and they made shots. What else can you say, Chuck? Cincinnati College Prep with a two-point lead, 22-20, with 2:55 left. Delayed start for this game here tonight because of road closures due to the Trump presence in Cincinnati, and the College Prep had to go the long way around. Couldn't travel a lot on I-75, plus weather hampered the bus trip here. 30-minute late start, tip not underway on time, and now a further stoppage of action here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Fire alarms continue to sound. Have no idea of what the source of the issue is, but we will go offline or just loop Van Halen. Back shortly. Stay with us. 22-20 College Prep, 2:55 to go in the second. Delphi St. John's down a bucket late second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll be right back. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram at Geyer's in Fort Loramie is our entree back to high school basketball from here at Vandalia Butler. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. It was a mistaken, accidental, or prank fire alarm here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. This game will continue between Cincinnati College Prep and Delta St. John. So if you've left us and are coming back, alert everybody that this game will restart in just a minute. 8-0 beginning to the game for Delta St. John's. But over the last 12 to 13 minutes, Cincinnati College Prep has outplayed the Blue Jays. 8-0 beginning for Delphus. And since that point in time, a 22-12 run by Cincinnati College Prep. Chuck, take a look at the scoring through the first 15 minutes or so of this game.
Well, Cameron Elwer has 12, and Easton Elwer has 5, and Andrew Elwer has 3. So thank goodness for the Elwers if you're a Jays fan. On the other side, Evan Davis, freshman, 9 points. He has been terrific, playing great defense, scoring. They can't stop him right now. Rebels has 5. They got 3 from Johnson, 3 from Alexander, and 2 from Finnerson. They're playing really good basketball right now, both ends of the floor.
I mistakenly said through the first 15 minutes, through the first 13 minutes. We've got 3 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. And inbounding is Delta St. John's below the rim. Oh, what a great inbound play. The ball was fed to the foul line. It was dealt beautifully to the foul stripe to Andrew Elwer. The ball had been inbounded by Easton. The ball was fed right back to Easton. Cincinnati College Prep was asleep. Layup was made. Foul called. And just like that, Delta St. John's has tied the game at 22-22. Free throw by Easton Elwer is good. And the Blue Jays are up 1, 23-22. Here is Cincinnati College Prep down the floor. Driving to the top of the circle is freshman Davis, and he's drilled from behind, foul against the Blue Jays with 2:45 to go in the second. And Delta St. John's up 1, 23-22. CCPA had leads of 18-16, 20-18, and 22-20 here in the last minute and a half or so. Cincinnati College Prep inbounds, top of the circle, Jason Johnson. On a weave, it's Evan Davis. Outside the arc on the left is Jamari Alexander. Alexander and Davis, the guards. Here's a dribble drive. Kenneth Rebels into the lane. He dropped the ball. Picked up on the play by Delphus. Down the floor, Cameron Elwer. He takes it 60 feet. Blocked. Great defensive play by CCPA in the paint. And the Lions come away with it. Here's a quick long three. Ill-advised shot. Chucked up there from distance by Alexander. It's no good. Rebounded by Cam Elwer of Delta St. John's, and as he drives hard into the right corner, over guarding against CCPA, and that is team foul 5. 2 shots coming. That's a break for the Blue Jays. The final 2:05, second quarter. The Blue Jays will shoot foul shots. Up 1, 23-22, 2:05 left here in the second. Been a crazy night here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Getting here late, very late. CCPA, bad weather, detoured off the interstate as a result of barricades resulting from the presence of the president in Cincinnati. Then a fire alarm 5 minutes into the second period, an accidental one. Both foul shots are good, and the Blue Jays are right back up 3, 25-22. Minute 58 left to go here in the second quarter. Here's a sloppy pass down the floor by Finnerson. Attempted to reach Johnson in the post. Knocked away by Delphus. Blue Jays forecourt left with the ball on the arc. It is Easton Elwer. Here's a long three by him. Got it! Easton Elwer ignites the Blue Jays, who go up 6. 8 straight since the fire alarm by Delta St. John. Sliding down top of the circle is Davis. He fell to the floor. Lost the ball. Down the floor, Cam Elwer. He turns him from the left flank to the rack, and he's fouled, and he'll get 2. Oh, the fire alarm lit a fuse for the Delta St. John's Blue Jays, who are up six after being down two.
I think they got a conversation about intensity. Their defense has really picked up.
Couple of free throws for Cam Elwer. Swish. Oh, did this game turn around just like that? A switch was thrown. I don't mean a fake fire alarm switch. 29-22, Blue Jays up seven, going for 10 straight points. That's the fire alarm. Shot is in. 30-22, Delta St. John's. A minute 23 to go, second quarter. Well, Cincinnati College Prep has got to get a bucket or two late, get it down to four or five before the half closes. Dribbling up over the timeline is Davis. Small collision occurs. That's not a bad foul, but Delta St. John's, it's common, not shooting.
That's his second, so that wasn't a great foul.
Only two on the team, so it's common side court, inbounded by CCPA. 78 seconds to go in the second period. Ball inbounded to Evan Davis. He's near midcourt. He signals a play. Guarding him tightly is Andrew Elwer. Davis foul line, nearly walked. He might have, no call. Gave it up on the play to Kenyon Rubbish. Near side pass goes to Caden Wesley. 5'8 Frosh is in. Boy, this team plays a lot of ninth graders. The CCPA. 50 seconds to go, second quarter. Blue Jays up 8, 30-22, after being down 22-20 with just under 3 to go in the second. Delta St. John's might be able to shut out CCPA the final 3 minutes of the second quarter of action. Here is Evan Davis, top of the circle, weaves it to Kenyon Revels. Now to Kenneth Revels. Back to Davis with 20 seconds left. Davis starts to drive. Top of the circle. Down the lane. To the rim. Banks it in. What a play. Herky jerky move. Foul called against Delta St. John's.
That's his third.
Who's that on, Chuck?
Cameron Elwer.
It is on Cameron Elwer. And that is significant. He just picked up number three. Trying to convert the three-point play is Evan Davis. Twitch, he's got it. 30-25, 17.9 left in the second. Here is Elwer in backcourt, being heavily guarded. He walks up the right side of the floor. Ball knocked loose at midcourt. He picked it back up. Foul against CTPA. 10 seconds to go, second quarter. 30-25 in favor of Delphus. Over the limit, CCPA, that was a bad foul, enabling Cameron Elwer to shoot two. And he usually doesn't hit the rim on free throws. And he does not here. 31-25, Blue Jays up six. 10 seconds left, second quarter. Second free throw coming. Scoreboard says Elwer's got two fouls. I'm confused. Second free throw missed. Punched out of bounds below the rim by a blue jersey.
Well, they changed one of them then because they called three fouls on him here in this quarter.
Well, we'll want to make sure we get that straight because that is so critical. Two fouls of Cam Elwer or three. I think maybe it might be two. Here's CCPA to midcourt with 2 seconds left. Here's a long 35-foot three ball. Missed on the play by Evan Davis. He had to turn around and find the rim as CCPA didn't play the last few seconds very well. Nonetheless, the Lions are within six. Good rally, final 3 minutes of the second quarter by the Blue Jays, who are up 31-25 over CCPA at the half. Here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs,
Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sidney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sidney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Hello, once again, welcome back to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, 8 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Delphin St. John's 31, Cincinnati College Prep 25, topsy-turvy first half, 8-0 start for the Blue Jays, and then what a rally by CCPA, which went up three times by 2 points, the last of which occurred at 22-20. Fine close to the second quarter by Delphin St. John's after the lengthy fire alarm delay. Delphin St. John's outscored the Lions 11-3 to finish the second quarter of action. Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sidney, provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, the on-site food pantry, and more. Shelby County Vets here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Shelby County Veterans Services. Don't hesitate to call the office for an appointment, 937-498-7282. For more info, visit the website, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Thanks so much to a new sponsor, Loramie Brewing Company in Fort Loramie. Hey, you'll have a blast when you enjoy trivia every other Wednesday night at Loramie Brewing Company, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. And the food at Loramie Brewing is not the typical greasy bar food. The food is so fresh, prepared from scratch, right there at Loramie Brewing. The current Lenten menu, amazing. Salmon filet and Brussels sprouts, cod sandwiches, shrimp tacos. You Lenten pizza lovers can sink your teeth into shrimp and spinach pizza and spin-dipped salmon pizza. Always plenty on the kids' menu, too. Mac and cheese, grilled cheese, cheese pizza. Carry out, eat in, order online. Make it a family affair at the Loramie Brewing Company, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. Halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, not a lot of rebounds in the first half. College Prep holds a 10-6 rebounding advantage. Each team had one offensive rebound. The Blue Jays did not turn the ball over in the first half. College Prep turned it five times, not bad at all. 8-for-9 from the free throw line for Delphus. 1-of-2 for College Prep. Individual scoring, Evan Davis, 12. 5 for Kenneth Revels. Then 3 each for Johnson and Alexander. And Finerson, they scored 15 and 10, 25 for the first half. It's all Elwers for Delphi, 17 for Cameron in the first half, 11 for Easton, and 3 for Andrew. They scored 16 and 15, lead at 31-25 at the half.
And let's make sure our listeners are aware of the fact that Cameron Elwer, according to the scoreboard, does now have 3 personal fouls. It said 2. We thought perhaps it was as many as 3. Scoreboard registered 2 since the close of the half. It has recorded 3 fouls on the board. 3 fouls on Cam Elwer for Delphi St. John's. He leads all scorers with 17 points. Halftime here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. It's been one heck of a night. Cincinnati College Prep late in getting here, then another delay, a fire alarm, an accidental one. And that second delay favored Delphi St. John's, which came back after it the final 3 minutes of the second quarter and outscored CCPA to the tune of 11-3 to lead by 6. Delphi St. John's 31, Cincy College Prep 25 at halftime. Here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 31-25, Delphi St. John's lead Cincy College Prep at the halftime break after College Prep owned a 22-20 lead late in the second quarter with under 3 minutes left. Delphi's jumped out 8-0 in this game. And then Cincinnati College Prep rallied, led by 2 points 3 times, 18-16, 20-18, and 22-20. Hey, Frisch's and Sydney's never left. It's going strong, as popular as ever on Michigan Avenue, just west of I-75. Take advantage of the seafood bar on Friday nights right now at Sidney Frisch's. You'll love it. The cod is terrific. The seafood bar at Frisch's on Friday nights. I said Saturday, I was mistaken. Friday nights, the seafood bar, Sidney Frisch's. You'll love it. Always enjoy those fabulous Frisch's favorites. Chili and vegetable soup, crispy hot onion rings, the big boy, the original fish sandwich. As we start the third quarter with a steal by Cincy College Prep. Here's Evan Davis down the floor, starts to drive into the lane. Pitches on the arc to Kenneth Revels. On a weave to Kenyon Revels. Now to Evan Davis. Oh, a great pass. Low in the right. He throws a bullet to DeMar Finnerson, and he lays in a five-footer. Terrific assist on the play by the Lions, who've cut it to four, 31-27. Here is Easton Elwer attacking for Delphus. On the arc to Cameron, who missed a three. Long rebound. Gobbled up on the play by the Blue Jays. Delphus St. John's has it. Andrew wide open, high left, shot it off the back iron. Rebound down to CCPA. 4-point lead, Delphus St. John's, opening 65 seconds, third quarter. Weave is on. Top of the circle, Evan Davis. Handoff goes to Kenneth Revels. Back to Davis. 4-point lead, Delphus St. John's. CCPA has given the Blue Jays all they want and more. My goodness, here's a long 30-footer. Good by Jaceon Johnson, the 6'2 senior, 13 points a game. He scored 28 earlier this year against Schroeder. Dribble drive into the lane. Delphus St. John's, no shot. Thrown on the arc. Dribble drive into the lane again. Thrown on the arc. And a missed three by Cam Elwer. Long board to Cam. Drives. Reverse layup. Power move. Good. Standout play by Cam Elwer. Blue Jays go up three. 33-30. After CCPA had cut it to one. 6:10 to go third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
And we were talking a few minutes ago about Frisch's in Sidney going strong, as popular as ever. Frisch's in Sidney's never left. You'll love the dinner menu, spaghetti, whitefish, meatloaf, chicken pot pie, and more. Open during the week until 9, weekends till 10. Breakfast bar, 7 to 1 weekends, 7 to 11 weekdays. Still in Sidney, going strong. Those fabulous Frisch's favorites, Frisch's with the seafood bar on Friday nights. Delphus St. John's with a possession, down by 3. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. High left, it's Jaceon Johnson. Johnson on a weave. It goes to Kenyon Revels. This team shot 44% on the season. Did CCPA. Plays in the Cincinnati Metro Conference. Here's Jaceon Johnson, head of the key. Wants to drive. Double teamed. Feeds it to Kenyon Revels. He falls down on a three. Missed it badly. Rebound saved by CCPA. But right to Cameron Elwer. Down the floor to a three-point shooter. It's good! Andrew Elwer from Cam Elwer. Dribble drive, 60 feet. Not being stopped. Evan Davis all the way to the cup. Good for two. 36-32. Delphus St. John's up four.
That is a quick young man.
5 minutes left here in the third quarter. Top of the circle, it is Andrew Elwer. Hits a teammate diving into the lane. Shot is made nicely by Jackson Wiechert. 6'1 junior giving the Blue Jays a lift. 38-32. Delphus up six. 4:45 to go third quarter. Jaycion Johnson, top of the key, foul line, wants to drive, can't. Picks up his dribble. He's got to have help. Hands to Evan Davis, 30 feet out. Evan picked up by Weekerts of Delphus. Evan Davis in the right corner. Hemmed in. He's picked up his dribble. Handoff on the play to a teammate. Here's a drive down the lane by Finnerson. A late dish to Kenneth Revels. Layup is good. 38-34. College prep down four. Quick three, right wing, Andrew Elwer. No good. Long rebound, Cam Elwer. And he sinks a three. He sinks a three. And he's fouled. He hits the deck.
That was really deep.
Mark it down. A Cam Elwer three with 4:03 to go in the third. He made it to boost Delphus St. John's to a 7-point cushion. Fouled on the play, and he's got a free throw coming. So many thanks on Scores Broadcast to Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. The family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, the adult children. Beautiful care means beautiful hair at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. We've been styling for 40 years. Owner extraordinaire, Deb Gubo. Stylist, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, and Turner. Open Monday through Saturday, 40 years styling. Cutaway Styling Salon. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Free throw was swished. CCPA counters. Here's a triple left corner. Got it. Kenyon Revels counters for the Lions. 42-37. Cam Elwer high left. He guns a three ball. Around and out. No good. Long rebound tipped out to the Blue Jays, who get rebound after missed threes. Three and a half to go, third quarter. On the floor right now, Tyce McClain, 5'8 senior. Gives it up, elbow on the left. It goes to Krager. Now the arc to Andrew Elwer. He drives. Oh, the C's part, and he scores. 44-37, 7-point lead, Blue Jays. Dribbling is Jaycion Johnson. He tries to bully his way to the lane. And we've got an offensive foul on the Lions. 3 minutes, 4 seconds to go, third quarter. Delphus St. John's 44. CCPA 37. You get the feeling momentum might be twisting. Here come the Blue Jays in backcourt. It's Tyce McClain up the left side. He hustles down the floor all the way to the rim. Overshot it in tight traffic. Ill-advised drive. CCPA fast breaks 3-on-2. Driving and finishing at the rim. Kenneth Revels took the long lead pass. Big change there. Delphus missed a chance to go up 9. Now it's down to 5. Cam Elwer on the arc to Andrew. Uh-oh, wide open down the lane. Nobody checked him. Layup good. Lions giving Cam Elwer so much attention. Loose ball, midcourt, dropped out of bounds. CCPA turns it over. 46-39 in favor of Delphus. 2:25 to go. Third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O'ReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com.
So many thanks to one of our very best coaching friends around, Mike Wiss up in Minster, just texted us and said, you guys were sounding good on the radio tonight. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports, scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks, Mike. 46-39, Delta St. John's in the lead over Cincy College Prep with 2:25 to go in the third quarter. So much attention given by the Lions to Cam Elwer. It's freed up the other Elwers here in this period. Here's Cam, top of the circle. Herky-jerky down the lane. Oh, he dives into the paint and scores! It looked for an instant like Cam might give up on the shot and throw it to the arc. He hesitated and fooled his defender. Delphus up 9. Steal. Delphus backcourt. Layup. Good. Good. Tyce McClain on the intercept and the two-pointer. Foul midcourt on Delphus, which is busted this thing open a little bit. Double digits. 50-39 Blue Jays. A minute 49 to go, third quarter. That was a nifty press there, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, he and then Davis tried to reverse, lost his dribble, and had to race back to the corner. So they got lucky. They got a foul on that one.
50-39, Delta St. John's in the lead by 11. CCPA reeling a little bit. Here's a long three ball, not reeling for long. It's in. Kenyon Rebels, bullseye from 26 feet. A long, high archer, 42-30. In favor of Delta St. John's. Look at Cam Elwer go. He bullies his way down the lane. Two more. Cam Elwer not being stopped. He's got 27. He's at his average. He's at his average, which is, what, a point higher. Collision mid-court, foul called against Delphus. CCPA will throw in with a minute 17 left in the third quarter. 10-point game. Delphus St. John's leads 52-42. Lions in backcourt. Dribbling through pressure, Caden Wesley. Wesley, one of several freshmen who plays, gives it to Evan Davis 50 feet out. He's picked up by Andrew Elwer. Here's Davis in the lane, goes below the rim, missed it, got it back, fed the three-point shooter in the corner. No good by Alexander. Long rebound, Davis, foul line. This is to a three-point shooter who doesn't take it. 45 ticks to go. Third quarter, Delphus up 10. Jumping, shooting, 25-footer straight away. Kenyon Rebels way off to the left. Rebound down the floor to Tyce McClain. McClain gives it up on the arc to Easton Elwer. It's a driver. McClain, what a finish! Tyce McClain, 5'8 senior, has given the Blue Jays an amazing abundance of energy here in the third quarter. Tyce has been the man of the period. 12-point lead, Delphus, 27.4 to go, third quarter. McClain has really ignited this Blue Jays cause. Free throw, Tyce McClain on the way. Yipper, 55-42. Delphus St. John's up 13. Near steal backcourt, broken up on the play. Oh, Easton Elwer nearly swiped it. Might have been out of bounds off of the Lion. The referee says no. A conference doesn't occur. Ball given to CCPA. 20 seconds left, third quarter. Delphus up 13. Crossover dribble. Evan Davis, top of the circle. Davis spinning, foul line. Gives it up on the arc. 30 feet away, a three. Wow! Kenyon Rebels, a 30-footer. He buried it. 1 second to go. Delphus, long 50-footer. Midcourt, no good. Third quarter closes. 55-45. Delphus on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide. nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Who was hot, Chuck, in that third quarter?
Well, on one side, it was Kenyon Rebels. He had three threes and a two, and the three threes that he made were at least 10, 15 feet behind the arc. On the other side, Cam Alvord, he had a he had a 10-point quarter, and then Andrew Elwer scored seven. But McLean, 5 points, and had two or three steals. He really came off the bench and has done a nice job for him.
Yep, here we go, start of the fourth quarter. CCPA is down 10. What was our halftime score, Chuck?
31-25.
So it was a 6-point lead, Blue Jays at the half. Delphi's outscored CCPA by four in the third to stretch the lead to double digits. It's 10 points, 55-45. College Prep's got the ball. Winding his way through the lane is Kenneth Rebels. He falls down, took a hip check from a Delphi's player, and it's ruled to be in the act of shooting. Couple shots coming here for CCPA. And I tell you what, this 10-point lead is not insurmountable. Yep, the Lions are down 10, but they can shoot the three. And with the quickness of this club, CCPA can score fast. Foul shot good. 55-46, Blue Jays up 9. 20 seconds gone here in the fourth. Stay tuned after this game. We've got Layman Catholic and Botkins. We'll have a short respite. We'll go offline, a very compressed pregame, and then return with a little Van Halen walk-up music and a short segment in advance of the tip. Botkins, Layman Catholic in our nightcap here this evening. Both free throws good. 55-47, Delta's up 8. The two winners tonight come back on Saturday at 5 in a D7 regional championship. Keep in mind, Marion Local plays Tri-Village at 7:30 Saturday night in a D6 regional title. Here's a great drive to the rim by Delphi St. John to Andrew Elwer. Off balance, crowded near the basket, couldn't get it to go. Quickly forecourt, CCPA. Long three, right corner. Yes! Woo! Jamari Alexander lights it up. That's what I mean about the Lions. They shoot the three so well, 44% on the year. Blue Jays' lead is down to 5. Dribble drive, Cam Elwer. That's easy. He split two defenders. Wasn't challenged. No foul committed. Knife to the basket and dropped in a short banker. Timeout called. 57-50 Delphi, 6:46 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shot.
Yep. Cincy College Prep is down 7 to Delphi St. John's with 6:39 to go in the fourth. Who thought this game would be this close? It's tight. Dribble drive down the lane. That might be a charge, and it is. Jason Johnson steamrolled down the paint. That was a charge from the get-go. He had no chance to get to the rim. A wall of Blue Jays were set up. Offensive foul, CCPA. A foul each way here in the fourth. Blue Jays basketball up 7. That was a big swing. No points for CCPA. Empty possession. Yep. Delphus gets it.
That was a fifth foul on Jaceon Johnson.
Ooh. Ooh. Wow. And Chuck, that could very well be the ball game.
Well, he's had a pretty nice game. Oh, but everybody else is just shooting the heck out of it.
Well, he's their leading scorer on the year.
Yep.
Here's Cameron Elward, dribble drive into the lane. Threw it on the arc to McLean. Straightaway three ball. Delphus got it. Easton Elward. 60-50, Delphus. Jaceon Johnson from CCPA is fouled out. Bad pass, steal. Blue Jays with the interception. Quickly down the floor comes Braden Klaus. Out back to Cam Elward. He's got it. Cam Elward just made a step back 25-footer. 63-50 Delphus. 5:40 to go, fourth quarter. CCPA on the arc with the ball. It's Evan Davis down the right side. Backs in. Hand off to Jamari Alexander. He chucks up a three. Around and out. Rebound Delphus. Comes off to Andrew Elward. To Cam. Back to Andrew. Head of the key. Back to Cam. Shot fake. Elbow on the left. Steps back. Walk with the ball. 63-50. Delphus up 13 with 5:14 to go in the fourth.
Yeah, that was a good call. He started to take the shot. A defender was right there, and he just slid that foot a little bit to get open. Referee called it.
CCPA brings it down. Far right side of the court, Evan Davis. Evan, top of the circle, foul line, wants to drive, can't do it. Pitch is left corner, three in the air by Jamari Alexander. It skies off the back iron, over the back, foul against Kenneth Revels of CCPA. 4:55 to go, fourth quarter, 63-50, Delphus St. John's. Two fouls on CCPA, one on Delphus here in the fourth. Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center is probably 10 seats from being sold out.
Yeah, boy, it's a crowd.
Here's Cam Elward up the floor, dribbles top of the circle, gives it up right wing to McLean. Back to Cam Elward straight away. Feeds it to the elbow. Now it goes left corner. Three ball thrown up there from distance by Braden Klaus. No good. Rebound slammed out of bounds by the Blue Jays. 4:35 to go in the fourth. 63-50, Delphus St. John's up 13. Backcourt, CCPA is Wesley. Stolen, taken away, Delphus. Layup is good! Braden Klaus got the deflection. His shot hung on the rim. Kerplunk, it fell through. St. John's up 15. CCPA shoots a three, 28-footer, got it. Kenyon Rebels from way downtown. 4 minutes left in the game. Dribble drive down the lane. Layup is good by Andrew Elward. It's run and shoot right now. In the lane, Evan Davis, soft shot, 7-footer, on the rim, no good. Rebound Davis, dumps a pass, deflected, out of bounds by Delphus. 67-53, 14-point lead, Delphus St. John's. 3:54 to go here in the fourth. Inbounding to our left, Kenyon Rebels for CCPA. He looks, enters to Davis in the corner. Out back to DeMar Finnerson. Deep left corner three by Kenyon Rebels. Strong weak side rebound. It is DeMar Finnerson off the glass. No good. Rebound tipped away. CCPA gets it back. Ball goes baseline left to Kenneth Rebels. Beneath the rim. Now in front. Little half hook shot. Got it. Good maneuver by the CCPA Kenneth Rebels. Timeout called. Lions, 3:30 left, fourth quarter. St. John's up 12 on scores, broadcast.com.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs it follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
Well, so many thanks here on Scores Broadcast to Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. It's your go-to store. We've got what you wanted. The Happy Pies, Hut Brothers Pizza, Winner's Meats, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses. At Schaefer Market, sample the hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. Don't forget the North Loramie drive-thru, North Main, is now the Schaefer drive-thru. Get your convenient grab-and-go options at the Schaefer drive-thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub, the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly the North Loramie drive-thru. And don't forget to stop by Schaefer Market, South Main in Fort Loramie, formerly Wagner's. See all the new items and your old favorites as well. And support the Schaefer Market Gallon Give Back Program at the pumps. Always low pricing, plus a penny for each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. Well, Delphi St. John spreads the floor. Andrew Elwer gets a gimme low on the right. A little baby three-footer as he beat the chasing defense from CCPA, which comes right back. Great shot in the lane, McCaden Wesley. The freshman gets a six-footer to go. Here is Delphus at midcourt. The ball is loose. Blue Jays think they get a timeout, and it's called. 69-57, Delphus, 2:32 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Located in Cutlersville on Route 274 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The fall-off-the-bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays are Blue Ribbon specials. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches, too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive.
Well, welcome back here to ScoresBroadcast.com. High school basketball on Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. After this one, it's Botkins, Lehman Catholic. We will go offline for several minutes, then return. Stay right with us. A second great game to follow. Cam Elwer's triple teamed at midcourt. Gives it off on the play to Andrew Elwer. He starts down the lane. Back to Cam. Off to McLean. McLean, right corner. Braden Klaus. 2:13 to go. Delta spreads the floor. Timeout CCPA. Or I should say a foul on CCPA. And that on the Lions is foul number three. They've got to commit two more to force the Blue Jays to shoot. 2:09 left in the game. The winner advances on to a regional championship. 5 p.m. on Saturday. Cam Elwer has it stolen. Then Cam Elwer steals it back, and he starts up the floor, and a Lions player jumps in front. Defensive foul, Caden Wesley. Team's fourth. Ball out of bounds to Delphus. Or I should say, ball out of bounds to the Blue Jays. 2:02 to go in the game. CCPA trying to play catch up, but from here on out, Delphus will shoot two fouls. And this team doesn't miss many free throws. Just over 2 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Hey, don't forget, Barker Insurance has served the region since 1972. It celebrates over 50 years. Barker has earned a terrific reputation, second to none. One of the two or three most valued agencies in the region. And Barker will customize and tailor a plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. We got a loose ball, scrum for it, right in front of head coach Aaron Elwer. Tie-up occurs, and the arrow will favor Delphus St. John's.
A couple of kids from the student section were just asked to leave. They must have been given the official a bad time.
1:53 left to go in the fourth quarter, 69-57. Blue Jays up a dozen. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Delphus not shooting, spreading the floor, dribbling. Here comes the double team. Pass goes to McLean. McLean gives it up left side of the court. Handled there by Braden Klaus. Back out to Easton Elwer. Off to Andrew. Foul called. Andrew Elwer shoots two. 69-57. Blue Jays up 12. 1:23 to go, fourth quarter. Now we see that a few CCPA fans have filed out. Place no longer filled to capacity. Still pretty close. Great crowd here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center.
Well, it helps when you start the game 3 hours late. Everybody gets here for the second game.
Here is one free throw missed, one free throw made. Andrew Elwer goes 1 for 2. 70-57, Delphus St. John's. Here's CCPA down the floor. Ball dropped off low on the right. Mishandled. Mishandled on the play by DeMar Finnerson, and it goes out of bounds. 75 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Here's McLean, backcourt. Ball thrown middle of the floor. Dribble drive, Klaus. Braden takes it to the rack, and he's hacked on the arm. Two free throws, Braden Klaus. Minute six to go. 70-57. Delphus St. John's in the lead. Blue Jays with a solid third quarter. Put some distance between them and CCPA. And can't ignore the fact that Jaycion Johnson, best player on this CCPA team, fouled out in the second half. Free throw by Klaus is no good. Second shot upcoming. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 dribbles. Yepper, he's got it. 71-57, Blue Jays. 1:06 to go in the fourth. Dribbling down the floor, Evan Davis. Gives it up to Kenyon Rebels. Here's a fadeaway three-pointer. He hit the deck. Acted like he was fouled. There was minor contact. No call. Ball out of bounds to Delphus.
Well, I like the fact that he didn't call a technical, because in the regular season, that would have been an obvious technical.
Here's McLean down the floor. Gives it up to Klaus. They spread it to midcourt. 40 seconds to go. Braden Klaus hangs on. Here comes Evan Davis. Klaus goes foul line. Gives it up left wing. 30 seconds to go. Delta St. John's will advance to the regional championship in boys division 7 Saturday at 5. to play the winner of game two tonight. Botkins and Lehman coming up shortly on Scores Broadcast. Foul on CCPA. Couple of free throws, Braden Klaus. Final score is going to wind up 15-16 points, but I tell you what, it was much closer than this through three periods. CCPA had Delphus St. John's on the run for a while. It was quite a test for the Blue Jays, but Delphus St. John's will prevail. Foul shot by Klaus is no good. Wholesale changes by head coach Aaron Elwood. Austin Arnold is in. Maddox Krager back on the floor. He played some earlier. Aiden Swick is on the court for the Blue Jays. Free throws here for Braden Klaus. Grady Martz is checked in. In and out on the shot. Made the first, missed the second. CCPA up the right side. Foul backcourt. That's only the second on the Blue Jays. 21.5 to go. Lions will throw in. Down to 14-71-57. Did Cincinnati College Prep give Delphus St. John's a very good game tonight? Yes, indeed. Did Delphus St. John's weather the storm and show its stuff off in the second half to beat back the upstart Lions? Yep. Delphus St. John's got it done when it counted over the last two quarters, and that's going to do it. Final seconds tick away. Buzzer sounds. Delphus St. John's 71. Cincinnati College Prep 57. We'll take a few breaks, then return to close it out on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
Well, the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center no longer full now. This place was filled with probably 60-70% Delphus St. John's fans, blue and gold. They are departing after watching their team dispose of Cincinnati College Prep 71-57, 26-0 by way of record for the Blue Jays, at 13-8 for Cincinnati College Prep, which closes out the year. And it's a club that's got some really good young players. Jason Johnson, leading scorer on the year, a senior. However, scores number two and three are back. Guards return. Expect to see CCPA right back at the Pickwood District next year, winning a couple games.
Yeah, they played really well tonight. I thought they played a lot better tonight than they did against Cedarville. So, I mean, they gave Delphus all they wanted for three quarters, but then Delphus had too much in the end. They had too many hours. 32 for Cam, 15 for Andrew, and 14 for Easton. They scored 61 of the 71 points for St. John's.
Other scoring, check for Delphus Hope Johns and CCPA.
All right. So Cameron Elwer will be my Sour Mugs player of the game for St. John's. On the other side, 14 points for Davis, 14 points for Kenyon Rebels. They got 13 from Kenneth Rebels. Those three young men had a great game. I'm going to go with Kenyon Rebels. I thought his second half, he scored all 14 of his points in the second half.
This part of our presentation brought to you by Sour Mugs. Sour Mugs stars of the game. Sour Mugs in West Milton. Sour Mugs in the social inside the Pickwood Center, formerly the Pickwood East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Pickwick at the food court at the Social in the Pickwick Center, formerly the Pickwick East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Pickwick Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Pickwick Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Pickwick, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Pickwick Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Pickwick Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Delphus St. John's has just beaten Cincinnati College Prep 71-57. here on the radio on your phone for high school sports scoresbroadcast.com. Delta St. John's awaits the winner of the second game between Botkins and Lehman. Regional title game Saturday at 5. We've got our second regional semifinal upcoming here shortly. We will go offline for about 10 or 12 minutes, then return online. Short pregame in advance of game 2. Botkins Trojans 23-3. Lehman Catholic Cavaliers 20-5. Coming up next, Delta St. John 71, Cincinnati College Prep 57 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.